Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Early last week, I predicted that gold would reach a new all-time high price, ignoring the effects of inflation, against both the U.S. dollar and the euro. Gold reached an all-time high against U.S. dollar, euro, and the British pound on July 12. It has closed in U.S. markets higher almost every trading day since. In the process, gold also set new record highs against the Canadian dollar, South African rand, and a number of other fiat or paper currencies. While gold was rising, silver outperformed the yellow metal. Although the U.S. dollar enjoyed some temporary strength as people fled the euro, pretty much all paper currencies fell against gold and silver in the past week. In the last 10 days, the public was steamrolled with horrible news that governments around the world have been trying to keep under wraps. The financial problems of the Greek government are so dire that last Friday, Herman Van Rompuy, the president of the European Council, called a meeting to be held at noon Thursday in Brussels. He directed that all heads of state of the European Union attend. He said, "Our agenda will be the financial stability of the euro area as a whole and the future financing of the Greek program." Greece isn't the only government facing imminent grave financial problems. So is Italy and the United States of America. President Obama is irresponsibly fanning public fears, raising the specter that the U.S. Treasury will not pay interest and principal on its maturing debt or make Social Security payments after August 2. Even Treasury Secretary Geithner stated on July 14, "We've looked at all available options, and we have no way to give Congress more time to solve this problem, and we're running out of time. The eyes of the country are on us, and the eyes of the world are on us, and we need to make sure we stand together and send a definitive signal that we are going to take the steps necessary to avoid default." One writer put it succinctly, "Let's take a look at what happens if the U.S. does not give themselves another credit card. It will be considered a technical default, as U.S. Treasury Secretary Mr. Geithner says, no plausible way to run a government. That is not the problem. The real problem will be all of the credit default swaps that get triggered. I have no idea what the exact figures are, but it is in the trillions of dollars for sure. These CDSs are held worldwide, and thus you will see default everywhere you look, and you won't have to look under rocks to find them. The entire system will stop, and who knows how long it will take to completely seize up. Then, of course, you must ask yourself, how long will it take to get up and running again? Do you have enough assets on hand at your home to weather a one-month storm, 2 or 3 or 6 months? The author of that quote, like me, is confident that matters will not deteriorate that badly this time around. The largest immediate fear is that the U.S. government leaders will not reach a solution before spending deficits bump up against the debt limit, thus forcing defaults on required payments. But don't panic, even though that reaction is what President Obama is encouraging Americans to do. Instead, you can pretty much relax. I just cannot see the politicians in Washington bringing down the system in the next 2 weeks. Maturing debt will be paid, and Social Security checks will be issued, though there is some prospect that other liabilities may not be paid quite so promptly. I fully expect politicians to do what they usually do. Unfortunately, that will be some kind of temporary accounting gimmicks and patches that will do nothing to solve the problem of out-of-control U.S. government spending. At best, it will merely push the day of reckoning a few months into the future. The worldwide financial system depends on the solvency of the U.S. government. But the truth is that the U.S. government is broke. You and I know it, the U.S. government knows it, and foreigners and foreign governments know it. In terms of the U.S. government defaulting on its debt, the truth is that it has already partially defaulted on it, driving down the value of the U.S. dollar from the stimulus and quantitative easing programs over the past few years. The U.S. government tried to draw the public's attention away from that fact, and a lot of people fell for the lie. Now, with all the fiscal problems hitting at the same time, the general public cannot pretend not to know anymore. When the politicians in Washington announce their solution to the debt ceiling crisis, don't be surprised if there is temporary euphoria. The dollar may move up and gold and silver prices may pause or even decline slightly. Don't be fooled. This reprieve will not be permanent. In my judgment, it won't last longer than a few weeks. Today, you can take steps to protect your financial well-being by acquiring physical gold and silver. You might not be able to make your purchases so easily or as inexpensively in a few weeks. That's it for this time. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.